Individuals with autism, or as we talk about it today, autism spectrum disorders, because autism is a spectrum disorder. It's a relatively new field. It only first appeared in the literature in the mid-1940s and was only described as a separate clinical entity in 1977. The current Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of the American Psychiatric Association includes autism as one of five distinct categories under the heading of pervasive developmental disorders. Included in that category are individuals with Asperger's syndrome, which is now recognized as being a distinctively different category than individuals with autism. The federal legislation only identified autism as a discrete disability category in 1990. The definition of autism contained in IDEA 2004 closely resembles the definition put forth by the American Psychiatric Association. As you are well aware, there has been considerable attention given to the increasing numbers of individuals identified as having autism spectrum disorders. The various surveys suggest anywhere from 1 in 150 to 1 in 100 individuals exhibit autism spectrum disorders. We really don't know what causes an autism spectrum disorders, nor do we know how to prevent it. Right now, many researchers are looking at the possibility of biological contributions, the individual's neurological system, genetic contributions, and structural abnormalities of the brain. Within the past year or so, a great deal of attention has been directed to the possible contribution of the measles, mumps, and rubella MMR vaccine as a possible contributing factor to the rise in autism. Current research has failed to support this particular variable as causing the rise in the number of children who have autism spectrum disorders. Three distinct variables tend to characterize this unique population. The first factor is impaired social deficits, social interaction with others. Number two is communication deficits. And number three would be restrictive and repetitive behaviors. Sometimes you'll see individuals with autism spectrum disorders rocking, slapping themselves, or playing with their fingers. This would be an example of restrictive and repetitive behaviors. Individuals with autism spectrum disorders also have problems with concentration and attention. They also have learning problems in the classroom. But again, there is a great degree of variability within how their particular disability affects their performance both at home, in the community, and the classroom. The assessment of autism spectrum disorders typically involves several diagnostic observation scales. Many times we look for patterns of behavior presented across various environmental settings. Some individuals with autism develop splinter skills, highly refined abilities, but oftentimes lacking functional relevance. Some children can memorize phone books. Others children may memorize dates of movie stars. While they exhibit this particular skill, they are often unable to tell time or remember their phone number or street address. These splinter skills represent uneven areas of development within the person who has autism spectrum disorders. Currently, approximately 40% of individuals identified as having autism spectrum disorders are receiving their services in a self-contained classroom. Teachers who have these students in their classroom oftentimes report that a structured, organized educational approach is the most appropriate way for helping to reach these students. Behavior modification strategies are also very useful in helping teachers achieve the structure that their classrooms need.